You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Joining us today on the phone is Ashley Koff, and we are talking about fair trade. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Now, a lot of people probably have no clue what fair trade even is. Maybe they've heard the term, but they don't know exactly what it is. Can you break that down to us?
Yeah, you know, if they're like me, they have seen it on maybe food packaging and are saying, uh-oh, like, why is there another logo that I have to pay attention to? You know,
right.
Or is it something that I can trust? Or, you know, what does it mean? And as a registered dietitian, I pay a lot of attention to what are on labels, and I try to help people navigate because there is a lot of information that either we can avoid or is paid for by companies, right? So
right.
It's good to know when you see the Fair Trade logo, and if you've never seen the Fair Trade certified logo, you can go to fairtradeusa.org to see what it looks like. And when you see that, what you learn is that that is an indicator that workers all over the world, farmers, et cetera, are being paid fair wages and prices. And that's really important because in the U.S., we have labor laws and we have environmental standards and we have certain things that protect our farmers and our workers all the way through the supply chain from the time something is picked in the field all the way to when it arrives at your store.
Mm.
But we are importing things, which is wonderful, you know, things that we can have access to that we wouldn't normally have access to in food, in terms of cotton, you know, and things that are, you know, really making a difference in our lives. But we need to make sure that we have those same standards around the world. And those standards actually also impact our health because the money allows, you know, it certainly creates safe workplace conditions, but it also helps to protect the environment in those spaces. But then something really unique about fair trade is that when we pay workers their fair prices, they actually are able to utilize the money in addition to wages, whatever remaining money, they use that money in their communities, how their communities need it. So
mm-hmm.
we're empowering them to choose to develop their communities as healthfully and with respect to their culture and diversity, et cetera. So we like to say it's fair trade, not aid. We're not, you know, just asking people to write a check and send it over, which is a wonderful thing if you can do that. But what we're doing here is we're actually ensuring that people who are working hard to produce us something are also getting the benefit of having their communities reap those benefits as well for selling a good product.
Exactly. You know, I think a lot of people probably hear about unfair wages as it relates to like clothing, you know,
mm-hmm.
probably more so than anything. But, you know, we're looking for these labels on all types of different products outside from apparel. Like you said, a lot of farmers. I know you guys sent a wonderful care package to me, which had some great products in there, you know, chocolate and sugar.
Yeah, it's your basics too. It's like it's bananas, it's rice, it's spices, you know, and what's great about fair trade is also that it's about 60% and growing of the fair trade certified products are also certified organic. And so what we find is that we really are getting the best quality product. To me as a dietitian, that is the difference because we know that quality really dictates our health, you know, so the better quality what we bring into our body, what we put on our body, the better our body is going to function. So many of the mothers around the world are workers and farmers in these communities. And so one of the easiest ways to think about fair trade is that you don't have to do anything different than what you're normally purchasing. I'm not asking you to think outside the box, try a new recipe, do anything else if you don't want to. But when you purchase, if you look for the fair trade certified logo and you buy the product that is fair trade as opposed to the one that isn't, then you're not only, you know, helping yourself, helping your family, or in the case of Mother's Day, maybe you're making mom breakfast in bed if you're, you know, buying bananas or rice or quinoa or something to make her breakfast in bed, and you buy her fair trade certified, then what you're doing is you're giving to mothers around the world. And
yeah.
I think that that's a really great way. You know, we always look for ways that we can have a direct impact locally, but it's even better if we're able to also impact globally.
Now, there are places that actually have fair trade stores, correct?
Yeah, so they're fair trade certified towns. And so what happened in those places, and that's like San Francisco, Boston, a number of different towns, I believe Austin, there are places where fair trade was so important to people when they learned about it that they went into their stores and asked for more fair trade certified options and then went to the government and said, we want to be a fair trade certified town. So you have to have a certain percentage of fair trade certified products available. And that's a great way, you know, one of the things that is fair trade certified, I think it's the one that people probably think of most often is coffee. And it's so important because having been on coffee farms myself, it's really makes such an incredible difference. I'll give you a quick story that one of our certifiers told me about was that there was a community, a coffee farm that decided to invest in their extra money in vision care. And for the first time in their lives, they had people come in and do vision assessments. And a 65-year-old woman for the first time in her life was able to get a pair of glasses. And when she got those glasses and put them on, she said, oh my goodness, now I can pick you the best coffee bean because I can actually see it.
Wow.
And that difference is when I go in to buy a cup of coffee, I just sit there. I mean, first of all, I cry when I hear that. But second of all, I go in and I say, my coffee just tastes better. Like, I know that I'm getting better quality because I know that it's not sprayed with chemicals. I know that it's coming from a protected environment. But I also know that I'm getting that, like, extra love of somebody who, you know, their life is better for being able to give me a better product. And that's just, you know, it's so amazing in that way.
Wow, such an inspiring story. Something that seems so small, you know, you don't realize how it has such a big impact. There are so many wonderful and unique items that you can purchase, you know, that's different from just going to like a department store and buying some things. You can actually get some very meaningful items, you know, just for your house and, you know, just for everything, your body, all kinds of.
And what you're talking about there, sort of the second generation things that have been upcycled, like that's so fantastic. And what I love about, you know, fair trade, you know, for example, if you go to Whole Foods or if you call 1-800-Flowers, and this is, you know, all in anticipation, especially if it's Friday today and you're like scrounging around for a Mother's Day or, you know, next month with Father's Day, you know, et cetera, whenever we're looking for that last minute gift. It's like if you purchase fair trade, you just have that extra moment of saying, wow, like I was going to buy it anyway, you know? And so I was going to buy a purse anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So, but if I buy one that's had another life or if I buy one that is fair trade certified, then I know that I'm doing something that is at least supporting the goodness of the world as opposed to, you know, I like, let's face it, we do like material things, you know? So
exactly.
It's good if we purchase with an eye towards what is going to help not just us enjoy it, but our enjoyment be a little bit higher because knowing that people everywhere are being positively impacted.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a great feeling. Ashley Koff, we would like to thank you for joining us today. Is there a place where people can go to get more information, like a website?
Yes. So please go to fairtradeusa.org. And if you're curious, I did put some recipes up there that are great options using different fair trade certified products. But you can also see the logo, as I mentioned. And there are actually some videos on there, too, that tell stories like the story I just told you. I think they're great to show kids and also to teach your kids and family members about why you're making a fair trade choice.
Beautiful. Ashley Koff, thank you so much.
Thanks
and have a great day.
Take care.